Hi, and welcome along to Channel 4's The Real Football Fan Show podcast with me, Robbie Lyle. On today's show, we put Tamer Hassan on the spot. We look ahead to the massive derby games at the weekend, and they are some big ones. And in this week's big question, we ask, was it a mistake for Spurs not to buy any players over the summer? There's also a quiz to work out whether my guests are real football fans or not. And we hear from you, the people outside the grounds and from all over the country. All of this on this week's The Real Football Fan Show, made for the fans. Now, I've got three brilliant guests with me today. I've got Tony, who's a Fulham fan. Tony, you were saying that you was once voted the ultimate Fulham super fan. Is that right?
That's correct. It was this year, actually. It was from December, just gone. So I am the FFC super fan. And actually, on our playoff final, 2 minutes before kickoff, I took the cup out at Wembley Stadium with somebody from Aston Villa in front of 85,000.
Wow.
I basically did four, when we were in the championship, I did 4 years, home and away, not missing a game, your midweeks, cups, you name it. Sacrificed holidays, personal life as well. So,
right, give him a round of applause, yeah, man. Come on, man. Give it up. That's a super fan. Right. There we go, a plastic fact. What? No, sorry.
No, I love it. I know you're sweating already, me, on your podcast. I can see you sweating already. Where's his makeup artist, bro?
Tottenham fan this time, expressions, right? Even though he supports my enemy's team, I have to say he's a guy, he's full of vibes, full of character. I love him. And he's a massive Tottenham fan. Welcome along to the show. How you doing, man?
Come on, bro. You saw what we did to Chelsea. Like, I'm nice,
man. Okay, all right. We're going to get to that. And we've got Pippa, big Arsenal fan, another person that I love, really passionate fan. Pippa, welcome along.
Thank you for having me.
Listen, it's great to have you guys all on board. And, you know, there's some big derby games coming up at the weekend. First of all, before we do that, let's just get a flavour of last weekend by listening to some fans from Chelsea, who were, of course, beaten by Spurs, as expression has already told us.
Touched.
West Ham, Arsenal, and Manchester United, who had another dire 0-0 game. And you listen to this Man United fan at the end. He's really unhappy.
That's, as much as I hate to say it, Spurs were better than us today. In all departments they were. And I feel like it looked like we came into this game too confident, to be fair, because we were slow in all areas. Transitioning the ball from defence to attack, poor. The midfield overall I thought was poor. The amount of times we lost the ball today through midfield was a joke. Kovacic I thought was especially off. Him, Morata and Luiz, the three were the worst out of the lot. But if you want me to be honest, I don't want to sound worse coming off of this, but we haven't looked at our best for a while.
I'm not going to come on here and start screaming for Britain down the camera. I expected this today. 4-0 is quite flattering for us, let's be honest, mate. A different class, aren't they, Man City? I stood for the goal today. I just stood up and applauded. You have to. They're such a good side. They are, for me, they're the best team I've ever seen playing the Premier League.
Torreira, blood. Like, that guy, fam, he's amazing, blood. You get me, like? I think he's probably our best signing for the last 10 years. The last 10 years, blood. Because what he brings to the team, yeah, it's different, blood. You understand? Remember back in the day, we go to, like, I don't know, Burnley and we'll get batted up in the midfield, blood. Now we've got Xhaka, who's a fighter as well, but Torreira's there as well, blood. He's a small brother, but you cannot bat him up. He's rasping you off the ball, blood. You understand?
And all of the deluded United fans who take it and who are telling me to calm down and who are taking it, you all should be ashamed of yourselves. Do you know why? Because you're just sitting there and taking it. You've become so apathetic. It's disgraceful. And I hate saying that. I hate having a go at United fans. But you know what? That's why I've got this scarf on today, because you know what? I want all of them out. I want Jose out. I want Woodward out. I want the whole Glazers out. I want all of the fuckers out.
Wow, that Man United fan there really, really losing it. Another poor performance by Manchester United. Listen, let me get to you first, Tony. Fulham, that was a fantastic win by you guys. Brand new manager in Ranieri.
Yeah.
And he had the effect, didn't he? 3-2 winners, Fulham, last week over Southampton. And that was a huge game because you've both been struggling. But what a big win.
It was, in fact. And to tell you the truth, we won a bit ugly. And actually, I wanted that. It was a totally different way we were playing, and we were fighting with grit, a lot of spirit. And it was a totally different ball game from what we were used to the lovely football we were playing before. It's no criticism of what we played before, but we're not a Man City in this league. Mm. And sometimes to get it's a results game at the end of the day, and you got to play ugly at times.
Yeah.
But it was a fighting spirit that did it. And also, I actually sit right behind the dugout. I could actually touch the substitutes on the head where I sit. So I was listening to Ranieri as well. And what a manager. That guy is constantly talking to the players, to the back room, his assistants, and also to the bench. And he's actually, when you watch him, it's actually quite clever. And he's talking to the substitute saying, see that? You know what he's done? You should be doing that next time. Look at the way the player, he's actually telling a story as well. So it was quite an entertainment for me as well as the match watching him, you know.
I bet you've been tempted over the past few weeks though with Fulham sitting there, if you can touch them on the head, slap them on the head. I mean, they were poor, but that was a great, great win for Fulham.
Hey, Tony, you said that you like ain't the Man City. You're not liking like Man City. I swear you are like the Man City of the relegation zone. You lot spent hella peas, blood. You did, blood. You spent hella peas, blood. Don't go on like say, oh, we're not the Man City. You lot spent hella peas, blood. You're like the Man City of the relegation zone, fam.
We did.
It's just that you two teams are just dealing with different currencies. It's like they got pounds, you man got rupees or something like that. That's just what it is, isn't it?
Let me get to you, Pippa. Arsenal actually lost it. Their away form was diabolical.
Yeah, I think it was about four away wins.
Four away wins. They've already had as many away wins this season, and we're only in November. I mean, what's the difference this season, do you think, with Arsenal away from home to last season?
I mean, obviously the managers come and implement something different, but as I don't think we should, even though it's an improvement from last season, I don't think we should be celebrating the fact that we've won more away games than last season. We've improved, yes. But what we've done is what we should be doing as a club, as Arsenal FC. But what they've changed...
Bournemouth, not an easy place to go. I mean, they'd only lost one game at home prior to that game, and that was against Man United.
But as I say, we've got a new system now. We've always had trouble in the middle of the park and defensively. We've got the new players that everyone's raving on about. We've got the Torreira in the middle of the park. That's changing the game for us. And Xhaka, when they play together, they dominate. But at the same time, technically, we only scored one goal that game, but we managed to get the result. I don't know what's changed, but whatever is happening in the club, it's looking good for us at the moment. But we're just grinding out results.
Yeah.
We need to do better.
Well, the big one is this weekend, and we're going to get to that. Arsenal versus Tottenham Hotspur in the North London derby. We got expressions here. Now, listen, I have to grudgingly admit that last weekend, Tottenham Hotspur's 3-1 victory over Chelsea, that was a very, very impressive performance. Nice. And you know what? I've got here, listen to this. This is Expression's reaction to Son's goal. Son's third goal, the goal that won the game. Listen to this.
My days! Look at Son's pace!
I love that. Sonaldo, he calls him.
Yeah, come on. I call him Sonaldo, Son Perion, Son of Anarchy, hella names. You know, like that.
That was impressive.
That was like a FIFA thing. You saw what he did to them defenders, you know what I mean? Like Jorginho, he just got spanned. It was a tumble dry thing, bruv. I'm telling you, bruv. Real talk, like. And Luis, what are you doing? You know, almost like when you're playing FIFA and your control pad comes out, like. Like, I don't know what was going on with the Chelsea defence, but come on, champagne football was on the cards for us. And yeah, man, that man got rocked, fam. I'm gassed. That man got rocked.
You're still buzzing for that win, aren't
you?
No, of course. It was impressive.
Because I said it, innit? I said it. We've got Chelsea, I got Inter Milan, and then we've got you lot. So the way I see it is, like, these are big games. After these run of games, then I'll see where we're at. But at the same time, I ain't seen a performance like that all season. Because we've just been grinding out results. I've said it, Tottenham ain't played well. I'm not used to seeing my team not play well and nick a 1-0. I'm not used to my team just digging out results, you know what I'm saying? That's what Leicester did when they won the title, innit? So realistically, best of both worlds. I've seen the champagne, I've seen us dig out results, now I need a trophy, innit? That's it, that's it.
Listen, was it a mistake for Spurs not to sign any players in the summer? I mean, you're doing well, you seem to have a decent squad, but was that a mistake for you?
I think it was a mistake, but we're lucky enough to have a manager that can transform players, because Moussa Sissoko has gone from right wing to right back to DM to CM, you know what I mean? A man plays everywhere, you know what I mean? Poch just comes in with that Argentinian juju with the one and said, yo, boom, Root boy, you're a midfielder now. Look at Dyer as well. In the back, in defence, he's Eric Diabolical. I've said it. You know what I mean? You put him in the midfield, it's Eric Diarrhea running. You know the rest, bro. Yeah?
All right, listen, we went out and, before the Tottenham game and we asked fans, Tottenham fans there, what they thought, if they thought it was a mistake, and this is what they had to say.
Yeah, yes, I believe they have. I think they had a lot of great talent come from the youth. But I also think that they should have made some purchases during the window to compete, I think. I think it could, at the end of the day, I think it could end up hurting them.
Yes, we did. But the reason being, I think, why we didn't sign anyone is due to the fact that, obviously, the expense and sort of the price that we had to pay for the new stadium.
The league table says otherwise, right? So we're top four. That's where we were last year, and that's where we are now. Okay, so we had Dembele injured. We had Lloris injured. We had Trippier was out for a little while, like you said. Eriksen was out, and we're still there.
I think it's a big sign to all the commercials not to sign anybody else because of the very big prices. So I think it's not even a mistake. It's continuously, and I think it's a good thing.
I think that we've got a lot more depth than people think. We've got a fantastic squad because we've had so many injuries this season so far. It really does prove that we have one of the best squads in the Premier League.
I don't think so. I think the team spirit's fantastic. The manager's obviously top draw. So, yeah, I don't think there's a problem with the transfer policy.
Trust in Maurizio. He knows what he's doing. Yep. Lucas Moura, brand new signing. Like having one, isn't he? He's fantastic. Eric Lamella hasn't played for a year. Like having a new signing. So we've got new blood in the team. You've got to trust Maurizio. He knows what he's doing.
Great opinions there from the fans as usual. Listen, let's get straight into it. They're here. We've got an Arsenal fan. We got a Tottenham fan. It's the North London Derby this weekend. As a matter of fact, it's an amazing weekend because you've got the West London Derby, you've got the North London Derby, and you've got the Merseyside Derby. We're going to talk about all of those, but let's start off with the North London Derby. It's at the Emirates. Pippa, confident?
Not 100%, no, if I'm honest with you, because obviously Tottenham are full of confidence coming off their win against Chelsea.
I'm going to say defeat, I heard
and
that.
Yeah, because obviously I want you to be defeated, but... Do you know what? I'm not confident, but I feel like we will get the result because as we've been doing this season, we're unbeaten for the last 17 games. And I reckon...
IKEA Arsenal. Hella draws.
Oh, come on.
IKEA Arsenal. Hella draws.
IKEA Arsenal. Says. Yeah, IKEA Arsenal.
Well, how are you feeling about expressions?
Well, to be honest, yeah, unless Tottenham are playing our under-21s in like a game behind closed doors, it ain't a North London derby. You man are from South, yeah. Get it right, Robbie, yeah. Get it right. I said it last season. I missed the game. I went to Highbury and I've seen council flats, blood. You know them way there, fam. But nah. Back to the North London derby.
You confident then?
Nah. Ooh. I'm not saying nah. Because listen, I'm not, like... My dad told me, don't support a team, yeah? Don't put your hopes in the hands of 11 men, you get me, in 90 minutes. Don't do it, innit? I'm telling you, every time I get gassed, yeah, we turn over this team, that team, that team, that team, come to the Emirates, it all falls down, fam. So I'm not getting ahead of myself, innit? Like, I know it's a different scenario. As soon as we can walk up to the Emirates, you know what I mean, they hear the fans, this, that and the other, it's a different scene, innit? I need us to literally step up. You get me? I need us to step up and show us what they showed us against Chelsea. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, Pippa, Arsenal got a great record away from home.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been very poor over the past couple of seasons against Tottenham. But at home, they've got a great record against Tottenham.
I reckon we can get the result. And we've got the players, we've got the squad, and we've got the new system. I mean, Tottenham are super confident, but I feel like our players are 100% confident as well.
Listen, Tony, it's another... big derby game. It's the West London derby. That's the first one on the Sunday.
Come on, Fulham. Yeah,
Chelsea versus Fulham. Now, before last weekend, everybody would have just said they're a straightforward win for Chelsea. But Chelsea had that horrible defeat against Tottenham where they got turned over quite easily. And you guys, you know, you got that win. Confidence is flowing. Yeah. New manager.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you can go to Stamford Bridge, derby atmosphere, and get a win?
Yeah, I think we'll get... something out of that game, definitely, and the way the team are. I mean, just so, as I said to you previously, I even saw, even though the substitutes and all that sit in front of me, 5 minutes against that game in Southampton, they were all standing. But I couldn't see the game because they were standing urging on the team. So there is a fighting spirit there with Fulham at the moment. So, and they know it's a West London derby, what it means to the fans. We've gone through hell at the beginning of this Premier League, so they want to give us something back, give us a win.
The Merseyside derby, people. Now, Liverpool versus Everton. Liverpool been flying, but Everton, again, got good win last weekend. But they got a horrible record at Anfield. They just never seem to go there and win. can they turn over Liverpool this time?
No, not at all.
No?
I don't think Everton's going to get a look in this time. I love to see an underdog win. I would love to see Everton come and get a result against Liverpool. But what Liverpool have at the moment, going forward, their front three, their defence, they've got Van Dijk at the back. I don't think that Everton will even... Nah.
No? What about you, Expressions? Any chance?
To be honest, when's the last time Everton beat Liverpool, yeah, innit? When's the last time they were relevant? Was that when they had Moyes and that? Moyes were just getting them little sneak wins or a draw at home and then celebrating it like it was a win and that. To be honest, they're just, I think their league's apart, innit? Like, Liverpool got a quality team, Chicken Tikka, Mo Salah, Mane, you know them way there, these man Firmino. They spent hella money as well. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Everton spent quite a bit of money, don't get me wrong, but they just don't know what they're doing with that money. You know what I'm saying? But Liverpool, I think they're too strong. You know what I mean? I think they're too strong.
In a minute, we're going to get into some more of the games coming up this weekend. But I had a great interview with Tamer Hassan. Now, I don't know if you guys remember The Football Factory. Remember that film, Football Factory?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Remember the Millwall fan, the Millwall football hooligan? Oh, Tamer Hassan, he's a legend. And I caught up with him on the spot. People will know you. And I know that always you've acted in multiple films, but it's The Football Factory. It's the film that I always remember you from. You were just absolutely brilliant in it. You were so authentic. And that's why I know this is going to be a great interview, because I know that you're a proper football fan. However, I thought I'd ask you one thing first of all. Who do you support? Is it Millwall or Chelsea? Because we're always hearing some people say you're a Millwall supporter. The two into one just don't go. So I'm trying to find out what's up with that.
No, it's funny you should say that. Some people think I'm a West Ham supporter because I'm friends with Danny Dyer and Ray Winston and David Sullivan. So sometimes I go down to the West Ham, but I think a lot of people say, like a lot of people do, you're hammers, and I'm like, sometimes I go, great. Just easy to go, brilliant, and move on. But it's quite funny, even when I go down to West Ham and Ray's got a box there, and I say, can I get a car park pass? He goes, no, you can run the gauntlet. So I literally have to pull up outside, and thank God I'm in films in the Football Factory, because the fans actually don't see a Millwall supporter. They just see an actor. Can I get a picture, mate? And I'm like, just get me out, because one of them's going to go, what are you doing here? And it kind of was kind of funny. We played Millwall a few years back in a cut, and it just went really bad. And I put my head over the side of Ray's box, and they were just absolutely going at me. He went, looks like you can't go home for an hour, son. You've got to sit with us and eat some pie and mash. But getting back to the Millwall Chelsea thing, I am predominantly 100% a Millwall supporter through and through. And I have been all my life.
And you play a Millwall supporter in the film?
And I play a Millwall supporter in the film. And I got, there was talk of me playing a West Ham, Chelsea supporter, and I refused it, hands down. We, at the last big fight scene, I turned up and there were sort of like 6-7 kids with Burberry caps on to fight that big West Ham, bigger Chelsea firm, right? And me and Jacko, who was authenticating, Ginger Jacko, he was sort of the authenticator, such to get it authentic as much as we can, or he can. I keep saying we. No, it's not we, it's him. And he just sat there, Nick was like, it's just a film. And I'm like, well, it ain't just a film for me.
Mm.
It's kind of a way of life. I can't represent our team and our supporters, and I'm not celebrating violence in any way, but if we're going to do a film, let's do it as authentic as we can. I mean, if you notice in the football match, you didn't see one football, did you?
Yeah,
so
that's true.
You didn't see one football. So we kind of got on the phone and we... Do you want to be in a film, boys? Do you want to fight the old Bill with no paperwork? We got no money. Where do you need us? At the Arches. So before you know it, I mean, that iconic scene when I'm coming out the tunnel and I've got 90% of them were thugs, mate. And it was...
That's why it's so realistic.
That's a world exclusive for you. But it was done in the vein of football, and it was done brilliantly. And, you know, the police even said, look, we're going to go in. You've got to tell them. We know who they are. Mm. If they're going to come at us, and me and Jacko had the chat and said, look, they're covered up and they got batons. Has anyone ever been hit by a baton? And ever? Yeah, really hurts, doesn't it? So just be careful. So hence why that was really a real life. A kid got his arm broken.
Oh, God.
It did get messy. There were some bruises, some cuts.
Hard work supporting Millwall, don't it?
It's hard work. It is hard work. But you know what? Millwall supporters are Millwall supporters. They're the happiest, loyal.
Happy?
Yeah, they're happy.
You sure?
The real supporters are happy.
Not the ones I meet.
We're even singing when we're losing. Do you know what I mean? I mean, look, I mean, last week at Norwich, I mean, we just get behind them, don't we? Because I think predominantly we're so used to it. We're so used to... And for us, a day out is amazing. You get to sort of the playoffs at Wembley. That's a final for us. You know, like when Man United in the final, up in Cardiff, up in Wales, I went there and I took Danny with me. And we sat in the Millwall end and... funny, like he didn't get any stick. It was just like Danny Dyer's here.
They've got an amazing support, ain't they, Millwall?
Like, yeah, we're
they'll have those sort of games at Wembley and they'll like, they could sell their allocation like four or five times.
Over and over again. Yeah, and it's good because it is a day out. I'll get down there as much as I can with my filming schedules. I've not watched one game this season, I'll be straight honest with you, because I've been away filming a lot. I'm back now. I've got a little bit of time off till next year, so I'm back sort of. Watching the football. I just want to get back to the Millwall Chelsea thing. Can we get back to that?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just want to clear it up. And no one's ever asked me about it, so I just want to clear it up. So
I think you need to clear it up.
I do need to clear it up because our little firm when we was growing up, we was multicultural. We was like the United Colours of Benetton, us mob, you know what I mean? There was nothing racist about us. There was blacks, Indians, Greeks, you know, whatever it was. We were just like a multicultural little team of people that got together. And I had friends that used to hang about with Tottenham, and one of them, Pat, he was a heavy, you know, Chelsea supporter. And I used to just, as a kid, I used to always want to go to Chelsea, to King's Road, because I was from New Cross, and, you know, going to the King's Road was like hip. And and then I went down there a couple of times, sneakily. I just sort of went on my own, and I just really enjoyed watching that football, and I just really enjoyed going down there. And it kind of... got to the point where I was sneaking and watching some good football, and then it just, as I got into this business, it kind of become okay because you get a little, I hate the word celebrity, but you get kind of known and people like your work. So it was a lot easier than being a thug going down there.
Yeah.
And then thinking I'm scouting something or looking or something's going down, which I wasn't, but if I'd have been seen with him and forget him, than just going and watching the football. And I've gone ever since, and it got to the play Ashley, Terry, you know, Bridges, a lot of the players down there, Frank Lampard were friends of mine. And they'd come to my movie premieres. And
I've got one final question for you, yeah? If Millwall
went into the Premiership, who would you support? Is that what you're going to ask?
No, deeper than that.
Good.
If Millwall came along to you and said, right, Tama,
I've been asked this a few times.
We want you to become the chairman of Millwall, leave the acting, right, and do this full time. You are going to run Millwall Football Club from now on. What would you say?
How much is it going to cost me? How much is it going to cost me? Can I make some money? Now, I'll tell you what, I would take the manager's job over the chairman's job. Or, all right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll buy the club and I'll make myself manager. And then I'll get every Hollywood A-lister on the board putting their money in. That's it. I'll take them to the top. I'll do a George Graham. I'd get them there.
Brilliant.
I'd get them there for sure.
Listen, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
It's been brilliant. Absolutely. And keep up the good work.
Thanks, brother.
Great to hear from Tama Hassan. He's a proper legend. Trust me, I love that interview. Now let's hear from some quick hits from fans around the country.
Hi Robbie, it's Mike Parkin from the Watford podcast from the Rookery end here. And as a Watford fan, I'm guessing you're probably expecting me to be pretty down after a 3-0 home defeat to Liverpool, but that's not the case, you know. Watford were pretty good. They held an excellent Liverpool side for over an hour, and really at 0-0 they should have had a penalty. More than enough to keep us happy, I think. Lots of positives to take from the game. We look good going forward, we're creating chances, we're just not taking them. Lots to look forward to for the rest of the season for Watford, Robbie. I'm not worried about a 3-0 defeat. On to Leicester and a win there. Cheers.
Hi, Robbie. It's John here from the Saints FC podcast. How's it going, mate? Oh, it's a terrible, terrible time to be a Southampton fan. Fulham on Saturday was kind of atypical of what Southampton do this season. We take the lead, we throw it away, we crumble into pieces. And why on earth we haven't had Stuart Armstrong in the starting lineup almost every game? He was fantastic as a revelation, scoring goals from midfield. What is Mark Hughes doing, mate? Can you help me out?
Hi Robbie, Don Betts here from Fulhamish, your independent voice of everything Fulham FC. So we got back to winning ways on the weekend with a 3-2 win over Southampton. But we're going to the big South Wessex derby this weekend, the Battle of Kings Road, and hopefully we can get a positive performance and if we can, possibly a result. But it's definitely looking up for the Whites, and yeah, under Ranieri, I think we can stay up. We've got the quality and it's just getting the best out of our players and sorting that defence out.
Hi there Robbie, it's Dom from West Ham Fan TV. That's four games for Manchester City at the London Stadium, and it's a combined aggregate score of 17-1 to them. So yeah, they do love playing us away from home, unfortunately. But onwards and upwards, I said it was going to be a right off from the start. Big game at Newcastle coming up this Saturday. Fingers crossed we get back to winning ways. Come on, you Irons.
Listen, you'll claim, you'll come in here, you'll say you're real proper football fans, you say that you won Super Fan of the Year. Mm. In this section, I'm going to test out to find out if you are real proper football fans.
I won a trophy
right?
on Sunday, what are you talking about?
All right. We're going to see.
Yeah.
First of all, I've got a chant, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, everybody knows, you go football, you hear different chants, right? Yeah. Which football club does this chant come from? Who originated this chant? Listen to this.
I swear I heard that in the game when you held 8 by Man United, blood.
Were you going Man United?
I'm just hearing Bear clapping. You got clapped.
Come on, hurry up.
Is it an obvious team? I'm thinking Sunderland.
You're going Sunderland, what are you saying?
I'm going Leeds. Huh? I'm going...
Oh, you went a Premiership team.
Are you going Leeds? You had it right the first time. It's Man United.
Oh, was it?
that is a Man United chart. Right. Another question for you guys. Of course, it's a big derby weekend. Three massive derbies. I want to find out from you guys, which is the closest local derby in English football.
Yeah? Out of...
And I'm going to give you a choice here, right? Is it Arsenal versus Spurs?
Yeah.
Everton versus Liverpool?
Yeah.
Or Chelsea versus Fulham?
Ooh.
The other week, I parked in Everton
and walked through Stanley Park
to Liverpool.
Yeah, I think it's Liverpool-Everton.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Where are you going?
Liverpool-Everton.
Don't say it's Chelsea-Fulham.
If it is, it's you,
blood. You should know this. Arsenal versus Spurs, 3.83 miles away.
Apart from each other.
Chelsea versus Fulham, 1.4 miles.
Yeah.
Everton, Liverpool, 0.5
miles.
Honestly, I know my stuff. You guys got that one right. Well done, you lot. And the third one, which ground has the biggest capacity out of these three teams?
Oh, new one. Jeez.
First one, the King Power, Leicester City Stadium. Second one, is Brighton, the Amex Stadium, or is it Huddersfield, the John Smith Stadium? Which one of them has the biggest capacity?
It's Amex.
Brighton or Leicester. Brighton or Leicester.
What? You're just shutting down my answer.
No, hang on.
You're going Leicester. Huddersfield got the smallest, 24,500, right? Brighton's 30,750. The biggest attendance is 32,312. Leicester.
They won the Premier League, fam. I'm going to put in more seats. Like, you know them way there.
I'd have to say your knowledge is all right.
It's all right.
On Man United, they're playing Southampton this weekend. Southampton are at home. Massive game for Southampton. A lot of people saying that if they lose that, that's the end of Mark Hughes, ex-Man United player, of course. That'll be his job gone. Tony, Do you think Southampton get a result, or do you think Man United will bounce back?
Southampton need a fight. They're in the mini league down the bottom with us. I think it's going to be even Stevens.
Yeah. There's no saying with the way Man United are performing. No. And especially what Jose did on the touchline to Rashford. I don't think they're going to perform that well under him. You never know. I think it'll be a draw.
So you fancy a Southampton shock win?
Yeah.
Okay. Newcastle versus West Ham. Now, Newcastle, they've had a couple of wins. beat Burnley.
They're coming out of nowhere.
All of a sudden, they're turning the corner. Yeah. Expressions. fancy Newcastle to beat West Ham, or do you think West Ham, they got peppered last week by City, but that happens to everyone?
West Ham have got a decent team, I'm not going to lie, innit? But I want Newcastle to win, innit? You know what I mean? What do you mean, why? Why would I want West Ham to win?
True that.
You know them way there, bro. Why would I want them to win? Straight in my eyes every time I go to their stadium, bro.
You
see the binoculars, fam. I watched it from home with my binoculars, bro.
What about you, Pippa? Do you fancy in that game?
I genuinely think West Ham can do this. I think they're going to turn it around from their last result, and I think they'll get a nice little 1-0 against Newcastle.
Okay, is it worth even asking about Man City? They're playing Bournemouth at home. Is it worth
Monopoly Chester City, bruv? No, I'm being serious, bruv. When them man win the league, it's like I don't care, innit?
Get out of
it. I don't know
like
Man City teams. It goes from the second and then below. Exactly. You know them way there? Forget Man City. Monopoly Chester City. It is what it is. Unless you win a Champions League, that don't impress me much. That, all of that, blood. I'm telling you, fam.
Leicester City versus Watford, guys.
Ooh. I don't know. I fancy Watford, you know, but Leicester, I fancy Watford in this one. But I feel like Leicester got a new lease and they really want to put a fight up. So if it's at home to Leicester, they could get the result. But I think Watford will do this one.
So we've heard your guys' opinions. But you know what? I went out onto the streets of South London and I asked some fans out there what they thought the outcomes of this weekend's games would be. And this is what they had to say. This is On the Street with Robbie. Today we're in South London, Crystal Palace versus Burnley.
I'll give it to Palace. 2-0 Palace.
Huddersfield versus Brighton.
1-1. Both teams have had a decent start. Well, Huddersfield are struggling, aren't they? Brighton's had a decent start, but I think the home team advantage, they'll be all right.
Newcastle, West Ham.
I don't like the Hammers, so I'm going to go 5-0 to Newcastle.
Millwall fan, are you?
No, I'm a Chelsea fan.
Chelsea fan. All right, you know, I'll ask you about that game. Chelsea got a tricky game. Fulham. Local derby, West London derby, Chelsea, Fulham.
Yeah, but Fulham, they're like everyone's kindly aren't they? You know, you can't dislike them, but you know, you've not really got any major feeling towards them. So I think Chelsea are probably beating 3-0. Ranieri coming back to the bridge, be a good atmosphere. Chelsea boys will be up for it. 3-0.
Arsenal, Tottenham.
Oh, it's a shame they can't both lose. Let's go for 1-1.
Arsenal, Tottenham. And you said you're a Spurs fan, innit?
3-0 Spurs.
Okay. So you heard from the fans there. You know what? Time now for Challenge Robbie. First of all, I've got to say, I didn't do too great in the last one. Neeks won that. That was the international break one. Listen, the international breaks one are not easy to do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, forget that. I know I lost, but forget that. I ain't going to lose this week, right? I'm challenging all three of you in Challenge Robbie. We're going to ask you about three games. And listen, it's derby weekend. We've got to focus on that. Let's start off with Liverpool versus Everton. Give us your predictions. Pippa, ladies first.
3-1 Liverpool.
Expressions?
I'm going 4-1 Liverpool.
Jeez.
I'm going 2-1 Liverpool.
2-1 Liverpool. I'm going, you know what? I agree with you, Tony. I think 2-1 Liverpool. I think it's going to be closer than people think. I think, you know, Everton have improved. Richarlison's a top player. But I still think going to Anfield, I just don't fancy Everton. I'll go 2-1. The West London derby, Chelsea versus Fulham. Well, we spoke about it earlier. What do you think the score's going to be in that one, Tony?
That's also 2-1 Fulham. Come on, you whites.
Expressions?
3-1 Chelsea.
3-1 Chelsea.
Yeah. I don't want it. I you're just saying my prediction, innit? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? 3-1 Chelsea.
Tony, I'm sorry. I think it's going to be 2-0 Chelsea.
Yes. Well.
2-0. You know what, I'm going to agree with expressions on this one. I think it's going to be 3-1. I think Fulham will get a goal, I think, in a way, that was a bad result for you guys last week, Fulham, because I think that Chelsea are going to be stung. They've got to react. Their fans will be... I mean, could you imagine down the bridge if they lose to Fulham as well?
Exactly.
After getting peppered by Tottenham, I mean, it'll be a nightmare. But I hope, listen, Tony, I hope it all comes through for you. I really do. But...
No,
I'm too sure you're right.
Right.
The final one is the North London derby. Let's get your predictions on. Tony, let's start with you. You're neutral in this.
2-2 draw.
2-2 draw. Okay. Ooh. Expressions?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say still. I can't call it either way. You know? I think it might be a draw still. I think it might actually be a draw still. And a 2-2, I was going for not a 1-1. I think it'll be a 2-2.
Okay.
This is not the result I want, but I'm seeing the game as 1-0 either way for like majority of the game and it'll end up 1-1.
Yeah.
So you think 1-1?
Yeah. 2-2.
Okay. Well, so I'm going against all of you lot on this. Yeah. I think Arsenal are going to win this.
Come on then.
Arsenal very strong at home. They've been very strong over the years against Tottenham. Tottenham coming off the back of a really tough week. Listen, they've done brilliantly, but coming off the back of a tough week, you know, Champions League football, full pelt. Arsenal been able to rest up loads of players in the Europa League. I think Arsenal are going to be right up for this one. Unbeaten. Tottenham have been playing well, but I'm going for Arsenal winning this one by 3 goals to one.
It's going to be a draw, and then their man are going to be like,
we're still unbeaten, we're still unbeaten. More draws than Snoop Dogg.
He said, get him out of here, blood. That's exactly what's going to happen, blood, yeah? Josh Knowles,
you sound proper nervous.
You're salty.
What do you mean?
I remember him last year. He was so confident.
Bro, I'm not getting sucked in, Rob, like I told you. I'm not getting sucked
I've
in,
I've never
bro.
Seen you like this.
Nah, I'm not getting
I've
sucked in.
I've never seen him like this. No.
Obviously, if you want to ask me my opinion on Arsenal, that's different to ask me my prediction. My opinion on Arsenal will never change, fam. I'll have man on toast right now, innit? You know them way there, but you're asking me my prediction. I'm not going to stand here and be like, yeah, you're going to get this, you're going to get that, for everyone to be looking for me, bruv, at the end of
We're
the game, fam.
Sat
nav for expressions, fam. You know them way there. You better not be an app to find me, bruv. I know you don't want apps.
They'll be doing that anyway.
We're looking for you.
Are you mad, fam?
Listen, it's been brilliant having you guys on the show today. I want to thank you all for coming. Pippa, thank you very much for coming down. Best of luck with Arsenal at the weekend. Tony,
thanks
Fulham,
a lot,
best of luck. And
finish your sentence, fam.
Expressions, thanks for coming.
You know what I mean? This guy, man. Say no more, fam.
You've been listening to Channel 4's The Real Football Fan Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe, rate us, and review us. It's very, very important. And don't forget to watch The Real Football Fan Show on All 4. Still Can. Made for the fans.